Blog Talk Radio.
We were canoeing down a smooth river whose current was picking up. Mei-Ling was fascinated by the many deer, elk, and bear roaming the area, and the spawning runs of huge 8-foot sturgeons splashing under our canoe. You do say bye-bye to the noisy, bustling cities when you tour the state's northern wilderness and answer to the sights and sounds of wildlife. And
I had you watched night and day, Ian. Yet you escaped from my clutches.
And enjoyed the numerous sights of waterfalls, streams, blue lakes, and rivers teeming.
No one could figure how you did it, Ian.
Teeming with trout, salmon, bass, perch, and pike. Your eyes.
And our escape from that Korean jail, the most secure and guarded facility in East Asia. Yet you came and went like a shadow.
Your eyes can behold the scenic splendor of deep yellow black-eyed Susans and white Shasta daisies. And I can't say I recommend this line of talk. You must take care, Mei-Ling. And the chirping, breeding birds.
Must I hear?
Birds in the jackpine forest that.
Answer me, Ian. Must I?
That sing the arrival of spring. Because you are hallucinating, Mei-Ling. And that's unwise and unhealthy.
All those banks robbed in Asia. Japan was hit the hardest. Those heavily guarded facilities of gold and precious stones.
Be careful. Don't let your imagination run away with your better sense.
You gave yourself away, baby. My most generous baby. By feeding all those starving children. That cost a fortune.
Re-examine your dangerous logic.
Your image is feared, hated, celebrated, and worshipped throughout the land. Most call you the ghostly dragon.
Stop it! I've heard enough.
You talked in your sleep, baby. You mentioned the so-called Bodhi Buddha. That brought you to China, didn't it, Ian? The secret treasure. We'd been searching hundreds of years for it. It took you to find it.
We'll have it your way. I did find some gold.
You found much more than that, baby. With the world's greatest treasure, why rob more?
I told you to stop it.
I see. The booty was not the treasure. Was it, Ian?
I warn you, Mei-Ling.
You plundered and found power. The secret of the ages. That makes you the most powerful person on earth. And I could be beside you.
And we thought love brought you here. You're like all the rest. It was plain old ambition.
Then admit you possess it.
I admit nothing of this flim-flam deduction. How many others know about this cock and bull story of yours, Mei-Ling?
We could start our own ism, or our own country. We could be the greatest world power. for our adversaries could be eliminated overnight. You could fulfill your ultimate desires, Zion. Let the children get a start in life, first by feeding their little empty bellies.
The current's caught us. We're headed for the falls.
How timely your plan, baby. So I know too much.
I tried to warn you. You are too selfish, Mei Ling.
I believe there's a God, which you confer upon me, my last benediction.
If you wish.
Can I give you one good reason not to?
It wouldn't matter, Mei Ling.
But it's such a little reason.
I don't believe it. You don't look it.
I wouldn't lie. Yes, you would be killing your son, too.
I don't believe you. Our canoes swirl out of control, tossing us about and spinning us around and around, swiftly carrying us toward the fall.
Over. Rest now. We must think about the baby. During this time, we'll be two wilderness children on the wing, biding our time, awaiting the great moment of our blessed event.
How well you put things, baby.
What's so funny?
The expert tracker loses the trail of the great bear.
So close to lose it. Few have seen him. Most speak of Bunyan as mythic. I see. As careful as he tried, he slightly smudged his tracks. He backtracked.
In what way?
He went forward, then went backward. And fit his steps in his same steps.
Then where is the other trail, my great hunter?
He didn't make one. At his last tracks, he leaped to a tree. Turn around, my dear, and meet the elusive giant grizzly, Bunyan.
Ah! What a monster! Staring right at us like a tiger. I'd hate to shoot this magnificent creature, Eon.
Lower your gun, my dear.
Eon, don't go near it. What are you doing? Shaking hands?
You call this shaking hand and paw, my dear. Take a picture before I send him away.
Right. Eon! I'm going into labor.
I must get you back and call Mama. Hang in there. And after being careful all these months, I'll get you back in time. I was a fool to let you come at this late hour.
What? And miss this? So that's... Yes, secret power. Hypnosis. The riches of the ages was instruction. The contractions are painfully speeding up, baby. Or should I say, Daddy? Yeah. Whatever happened to Lieutenant Su Yin?
She died. I had to take her leg off. She couldn't stand the pain.
I believe you, Daddy. Now I'm going to die out here in the wilderness with pain.
No, you won't, Mei Ling. Be my brave little soldier. I always sang for my mother. I brought our canoe ashore to perform a water birth.
Jan, your mother told me of your mission. I would never stop you, my dear. I love you.
I believe you. I love you. Don't talk. Try to be calm. Let's breathe our baby out. Try not to scream or yelp. That will tighten you. You can groan or give deep sighs. Do not hold your breath. And do not push. Mama took excellent care of you. Just release all your tension. Relax. And open up. And let your pelvic descend. That's good. We will glide and slide our baby out smoothly. And thank goodness it's not breached. See your birth. Open your eyes and reach out your arms as you feel our baby slip from your body and out into the world.
That Mama taught me. We had a perfect delivery. Then now, it's up to you, my love.